From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, September 13th at 8:56. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mostly higher markets here this morning. Really nice thing to see. December corn up 6 cents at 4.12. November beans have pulled back a little bit from the highs, but up 2.5 cents at 10.13 and a quarter. December wheat up just shy of 20 cents at 5.98. And looking at outside markets, Dow Jones rebounding a little bit here, up 203 points at 41,300. October WTI oil also rebounding a little bit, up 65 cents at 69.62. That oil mark it's well off the highs made back in June, where it was closer to 82 bucks a barrel. China in today with another, you know, small purchase of U.S. soybeans, but just more evidence that the U.S. is competitive with Brazil and the global soybean trade. This morning, 3.6 million bushels exported to China. Important factors moving forward here is, you know, we had our USDA report yesterday, and it's more of the same from the USDA. They upped the corn yield to 183.6 bushels to the acre, and they kept soybeans unchanged at 53.2. So moving forward, the trade is just going to look for confirmation. Is this mega crop really out there? And then also moving forward, it's all about Brazil planting progress, particularly on their soybean crop, as they are very, very dry. And it is their dry season, so it's not entirely unexpected. But farmers down there, they just won't plant beans in the very dry soil conditions because of bad germination prospects. So they're waiting on a rain to get things going here in early October. So both variables still in question here as the market tries to define a fair market value of corn and beans. More basis pressure is likely, in my opinion, here in the Midwest, as, you know, old crop kind of got thrown onto the marketplace here on bin cleaning out and things like that here late summer, and harvest approaching really fast. I think locally next week there'll be a lot of activity, you know, starting Monday perhaps. The other issue with basis pressure here is the Midwest is the U.S. river system. The river is really low on the Mississippi. It's affecting barge freight, and it's just too much at once here, probably in the month of October, as basis is really under pressure. And, you know, you get a dry forecast, farmers can run the combine every single day. So there's no time to load trains, hardly load trucks, fill ground piles. So that all spells trouble to me for basis here this fall. Funds now are estimated to be short 182,000 contracts of corn, short 147,000 contracts of soybeans, and short 40,000 contracts of Chicago wheat. So they've really trimmed that corn short here quite a bit. They pretty much cut that in half here and have bought that back. So moving forward, you know, farmers got a dilemma on their hands, I think, in a couple of weeks on what to do with overrun bushels, as they're, you know, by all accounts, very undersold coming into this crop, Kimberly. So hope everyone has a great weekend, and hopefully Illini take care of business tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says that today will be partly cloudy with a high of 80 degrees. A chance of rain this weekend for the Fighting Illini homecoming football game, which starts at 11 a.m. at Memorial Stadium. Otherwise, tomorrow has a high of 85 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.